Well, I believe the subject hits many of us today. Call it different things, different titles. We could give it different titles. I could have entitled it Beyond Measure. That would have been a good title, Beyond Measure. Sometimes we feel like we've been pressed beyond measure. We're talking about being overwhelmed. All of us experience that at one time or another. Overwhelmed. My plate's full. You ever hear anybody say, I think my plate's full. My plate's full enough. Now, my dad used it for another reason. Excuse me. He used it when it was something he didn't want to eat. If we'd pass broccoli or something, he'd say, my plate's full right now. He used it for another. You know, I didn't catch that till quite a few years later. And then I had the opportunity to pass him some stuff that he didn't really care for. Then I watched his plate and said, Dad, you got some room there now. And I'd pass it to him. He'd just take a little bit just to make sure that, you know, kids are supposed to eat everything. Even grown-up kids. Oh, okay, that's just a commercial, sorry. We're talking about being overwhelmed today. Overwhelmed beyond measure. We certainly have a good example in the scripture of one that was overwhelmed and pressed beyond measure. There's two ways to respond to adversity. Some people get bitter. And you'll know who they are when you meet them. Because it'll come from their heart when they speak. You can tell they're bitter. Just listen to them. They became bitter in the hardship they went through. Some become angry at God. And so they draw back from their relationship to Him. And sometimes they even walk completely away from their faith. The other being is some get better, stronger in their relationship. They grow in their understanding. And they realize God's supernatural ability to be able to carry them through their challenges in life. The Apostle Paul certainly wasn't a stranger to any of this, to the difficult situations. We read it. We do not want you to be unaware of our affliction, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. In verse 9, he explained that the purpose of the hardship was so they would not trust in themselves, but in God. Now, whenever you find yourself in a trial, remember that maybe God's after something. Think about that. He might be after something. He loves you. He'll do whatever He can to make some changes in your life. He'll do whatever He can, whatever He has to. Wouldn't you do that for your own children? Of course you would. And God does the same thing with us. So don't think it's strange. Because you do the same thing for your own children. We were afflicted in every way, but we weren't crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Then in chapter 11, we hear of his imprisonments, his beatings, his stoning, the shipwrecks, many other dangers, lack of adequate food and water and shelter, and not to mention all his concerns for the well-being of all the churches he had started. How about that? Add that to the mix. As Paul carried out God's work, he constantly faced conflict and adversity. Do you know why I think that is? What did Paul do before he got saved? Anybody remember? He persecuted the church, didn't he? What does the Bible say? Whatsoever a man, finish it. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he what? Also reap. Now you think about that. Think about Paul's life. Paul was reaping what he sowed. But you know what he learned through it? That when he was weak, that's when he was strong, because God strengthened him. God did remember. God doesn't forget. He remembers a lot of things. He knows. He can forget, I suppose, if he'd like to, but he knows everything. God's all-knowing. And just because it was Paul, he didn't make an exception. But you know what he did for Paul? You know what he said to Paul? When Paul several times tried to get rid of the thorn, Paul, God said, "My grace is sufficient for you, Paul. My grace is sufficient, and it's sufficient today also for each and every one of us." I looked up the definition of overwhelmed. I'll bet you I'll be able to hit quite a few with this. It means to be overcome completely in mind or feeling, to be crushed, buried, and or overpowered. I think I've had about all I can handle. Huh, you ever hear that one? I think I have about all I can handle. We've all faced some tough situations. In some of those situations, I might add, could be challenging relationships. How about a hostile work area? You ever work in a hostile place? Whew. Wow. Man, some of them really got a vocabulary. Oh, yes, I can remember several places where I was employed. I was in a place called GT Savannah, and there was a shopping mall there now in Muncie. But at one time, there was a GT Savannah plant right where the big horseshoe is. You remember the horseshoe, the big horseshoe? Well, GT Savannah was right located to the left of it. If you're looking toward Williamsport, you're looking at the horseshoe. D.T. Savannah, big plant located right there. Probably somewhere where the Grizzly factory warehouse was. It's where it was located. That's where I spent some time there working. And I remember that when news started to get around that I was studying to be a preacher, you should have heard how they cleaned up their language. They'd start, man, they'd just rattle them on, and then somebody would say, "Hey, he's a preacher." Do you know what I'd tell them? I said, "Don't you apologize to me." I said, "Apologize to the one whose name you're using. Apologize to him, not me. Apologize to him." It's in Christ that we've been able to find the ability to face our hardships without losing our peace or our joy. And I'm going to give you five ways if you have something to write with. There's five ways to do that. First one is the strength beyond your human ability. You know, when we're younger, we think we're Superman. We can do everything and everything, and God don't expect you to do that way nor to be that way, and he don't want you to be that way. He doesn't want it that way. He wants to supply your needs. He desires to. He wants to. And when we receive him as our Savior, he comes to live inside us. Through the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever." John 14 and 16. In the chapters of John 14 through 16, you continue to find that he lives. The Holy Spirit lives through us. All the strength that we need to endure is already abiding within us. We just have to learn how to experience it. Now, the Apostle Paul also wrote in Ephesians 6:10, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." 2 Timothy 2:1, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through him He strengthens me. And then I remembered another one that I added to this outline, found in Romans 8:37. We are more than what? Conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Number two, it is available when needed. It's not something we can learn about by simply reading it, but we have to actually experience it. How much is experience worth, huh? I'll listen to anybody's experience. You know, I like to find people that's experienced in this area. When you find a doctor to do a surgery for you, do you want one that just, this is his first surgery? Or do you seek out a doctor that does it all the time? Are you listening to me? This is a doctor that's familiar with your situation. He's done 200 surgeries. That's the one you want to go to. You've got to be careful about the rising stars. Just reminds me of, if you ever ate a Cracker Barrel, the waitresses always have stars on their aprons. It'll tell you how many years they have with Cracker Barrel. And then I always, that's the first thing I look when they come to my table, because I want to make sure I get my toast. Because if they're a rising star, they only got one star. Bless their hearts, I know they're learning, but now how do they get on that? Chasing rabbits. Okay. Number three, it's limited by the will of the Father. It isn't something that we can just claim to justify everything or anything that we desire. We can't use it to accomplish selfish or ungodly goals. But God strengthened us to only to do His will. And God knows what He made you for. He knows exactly why He created you, because you're special. And only you can do it. You're the only person that can do it. You're special. He made you special. That's why you have a different fingerprint than anybody else. It happened with an explosion. I beg your pardon. It didn't happen with an explosion. God's our creator. He does all things well. All things well. The Father will enable you to do the occupation He has called you to do. I can verify that. I wouldn't be in this pulpit, I tell you, if God wouldn't help me with it. I couldn't speak in front of my class, let alone somebody else, church, funerals, weddings. But God enables you. If God puts you where you're at, don't worry about it, because God will take care of you. He never sends you someplace that He hasn't already paved the way for you. Within His will for your life, when you're treated unfairly, He will empower you to always do the right thing rather than give in to resentment. Sound system stopped. Battery must be a never ready battery, huh? Gotta use this one. Okay. Number four grows greater. Apostle Paul made this clear. It grows greater when we're weak. You see, the world values pride and self-sufficiency, but God honors what? Humility. Humility. To the Corinthians, Paul had acknowledged his complete dependence on the Lord. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My message and my preaching was not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, 1 Corinthians 2:3-4, that was my first sermon I ever preached in San Antonio, Texas in 1971. That was the scripture reference. When we lack strength, we can experience our Lord's power. The Apostle Paul said, I would rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, and with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. In his weakest moments, Paul experienced a supernatural energy of God and empowered him to do the things that God wanted him and desired him to do. So remember this. A great trial in your life is an opportunity to learn of his power and his strength working within you. So don't try to avoid difficult situations in life. You will miss experiencing his supernatural strength. It's God's opportunity to show you his strength, and he wants to. He wants and desires to. Fifthly, it's available to all believers. Sometimes we have a hard time believing that our Lord cares about seemingly small situations. Now, I think I just told you recently, about a simple situation. I had a stupid tree out back of the house, and I didn't know how to top, because either way you'd bring it down, it could do damage. There was only one direction it could fall. So you know what? I told the Lord, I said, you know, in one of your storms, you could just sort of just knock the top off and land it right over there. I pointed where it should go. He did exactly that. Exactly that. I come back from vacation, and there that bush topped and landed exactly what I thought. Praise the Lord. I started pointing them off. Listen, I said that because God is interested in some of the craziest things you might think is crazy. Listen to me. You might think God wouldn't be interested in that. Listen to me. If the hairs of your head are numbered, and he knows when the sparrow falls, don't you ever shortcut him. He loves you more than you realize, and he is wanting to show himself powerful to you. Each and every one of you should have an experience like I've had, and I'll tell you, it'll put a spring in your step. It'll put a spring in your step. He is. He loves you. And when he makes himself real, there is nothing like it. I don't care what kind of a banana split you can come up with. It ain't nothing like that. Compared to his power, his love, his concern for you is amazing, amazing, amazing. How do I get this power released in my life? Three short ways. Acknowledge that you're totally helpless. He wants to hear from you. See, people have pride. What do you think the Lord says? You have not because you what? You ask not. God wants you to ask. There's a reason for asking, because it destroys your pride. You know, some people don't want to ask for help. Did you know that? You know what that's called? Spell it for me. P-R-I-D-E. That's what it is. It's called pride. God hates it. Devil loves it. Ask, and it shall be given you. Knock, and it shall be opened. Seek, and you shall find. Second, throw yourself on the mercy of God. Nothing we can do would warrant what we get from him. Nothing. We have nothing to give him except our heart and our soul. Throw yourself on his mercy. Rely on him to accomplish the good works through you. He'll give you the strength to do the right thing, even when it might seem to be impossible. But that's where he specializes. Remember, he specializes in the impossible. Don't ever forget that. He specializes in that area. That's an area of his expertise. Thirdly, believe he will do what he said. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. He wants to bring us to that place where we will learn to rely completely on him. Paul said, we would not trust in ourselves, but in God, 2 Corinthians 1:9. It doesn't mean that we won't have any tears. It doesn't mean that we'll have no discouragement. It doesn't mean that we'll have no suffering. But through all these things, we are supported by His precious love. I'm going to ask the team to come this time. We have our time of prayer. As you're coming, head bowed, eyes closed. I want you to take a moment and think about a difficult situation in which you struggled. And maybe you're in the midst of struggling now. You need to give it to God. Give it to Him. He's waiting for it to hear from you. Has it gotten bitter? Have you gotten cynical? Have you come to the point of where you feel like giving up? I want you to ask the Lord to redeem that today, to help you to turn to Him with your painful memories or your disappointments to receive His healing today. When have you been able to see His power working through your weaknesses? Can you apply these lessons of learning to lean on Him in your time of adversity? In what ways do you need to reset your thinking? To rely more on His strength in the trials instead of believing that you have to be able to manage it on your own? Turn it over to Him.